Kisby's Music in the Park had all ages gathered together to listen to music performed by three acts. David and Krista Meissner organized the musical event, held on August 28 at the Kisby Recreational Park. The Meissners felt it was important to reach out to the Kisby community as there are new families in town and seniors love the music. It is a great way to share God's message and show God's love, said Krista. This is the first year for the music in the park. Approximately 70 people enjoyed the music by Curtis and Bonnie Zakax and family, Timothy Kerhofer and Troy McNaughton. The music and songs were Christian-based and could be heard throughout the park. While people brought their own lawn chairs, they could sit under the canopies out of the hot sun. A concession stand was also present for cool drinks and snacks. I asked God for a beautiful sunny day, and that we got, but I just forgot to mention the temperature, Krista said. Curtis and Bonnie Zakax and family were first to entertain the crowd, with their harmonizing voices and multiple instruments played by the whole family. The Zakax family have played from coast to coast. While singing, they do their ministry and children camps. Timothy Kerhofer is from Carlisle and has made the community home for 20 years. He is originally from New York. Kerhofer sang for the first time in front of a crowd in 2014 and it just snowballed from there. He often sings at the nursing home in Carlisle. With his love for Christian music, he also leads the service at the Railway Avenue Mission in Kisby, where he often performs live. Troy McNaughton is from Kenora. He has loved music since an early age, and even lived and played in Nashville. Upon his return to Saskatchewan, he heard God ask him to sing, and from then on, he has performed his Christian songs. People could be seen tapping to the music and enjoying a relaxing afternoon. The Meissners have had 20 years in ministry and hold a service every Sunday morning at the Silver Thread Club in Kisby. They have also been in South Africa doing missionary work. For 8.5 years, they called South Africa home. Their mission is in two locations in South Africa and on a daily basis they feed 300 to 400 children. Krista is heading to South Africa to see how things are going. The Meissners hope to make the festival an annual event in Kisby.